Today's Planet Money indicator, 5.4 million. The population of Slovakia is 5.4 million.
Did someone buy you a book of facts and you're just going to open it randomly?
Yes, this is a random Planet Money indicator, but its very randomness is why it's such a big deal. Today, the fate of Europe's economy, dare I say it, the fate of the world, hangs on those 5.4 million people. Slovakia's parliament is voting today on whether to expand Europe's bailout fund. And as of right now, every other country that uses the euro, that's more than 98% of the population of the eurozone, they have already approved this bailout fund expansion. But the way the euro works is every single country has to approve this before it can take effect. And so this fact, the fact that Europe and the world is all hanging on what Slovakia does, the fact that right now, just before we came in here, there's a link on the Wall Street Journal's homepage saying that they are live blogging the parliamentary debate in Slovakia, this points to this huge, huge problem that really is at the root of a lot of the European debt crisis, which is there is not any real central authority to take the kind of big, dramatic actions they need to end this crisis.
It is crazy. This must be the highest point of attention the Slovakian parliament has ever or will ever receive.
It's a big moment, Slovakia. Make that speech today, you know? Yeah.
And we've already gone through this with Malta,
right,
Estonia.
Malta was yesterday,
such massive global powers.
Yeah.
So this is like the entire U.S. economy revolves on what would be a comparable size state, like Wisconsin?
Yeah, Wisconsin. And remember, 49 other states in our imaginary world, they've already approved it. You know, it's not like it's 50-50 and Wisconsin's going to break the tie. It's like 98% of the population has already said, yes, let's do this. Oh, but wait, we got to see if Wisconsin, you know, is going to jump in.
Yeah, we in the U.S. have this amending the Constitution process, which was designed to be an incredibly difficult high bar, something we've only achieved a few dozen times in our entire history. And it's way easier.
Much easier. And, you know, this is a huge problem for Europe right now because this debt crisis, which becomes a financial crisis, it moves very fast, right? So yes, Slovakia will probably today or this week approve this expansion to the bailout. But you know what? It clearly will not be enough. It won't be enough money. It won't be enough power. So we'll be on to the next thing where Europe is sort of behind the ball and waiting for Slovakia and Malta and Estonia and everybody else to approve it. I mean, the only way out of this ultimately is you break up the Eurofund or you create much more central authority. And either of those options would be incredibly painful and difficult, but there doesn't seem to be an alternative.
Wow. Thank you, Jacob.